Amir is mon ami. He was scheduled to be deported back to Iran on January 11, Tuesday. And he had a court or a hearing at the immigration on Friday, January 7. And at the same day, around 12 noon, they arrested him, and he was handcuffed, and they put him in custody. And he was scheduled to be deported back to Iran on Tuesday. But from the beginning, in the morning of Friday, January 7, we were with the Ali Reza's family, and we were following every minute of any actions that immigration was going to do. And from there, with the other groups of No One Is Illegal and another groups that named Committee to Defend Refugees, something like that, that we decided to start a campaign or a hunger strike or even a sit-in. So that was the whole kind of action that we started to do on Friday at noon after they arrested him. And that was a very cold, snowy day, which was unusual for Vancouver. But anyway, we had to do it. And from Friday noon till the time that they released him, we were in front of the immigration office, immigration building on 300 West Georgia in Vancouver. And that was the whole mission during that time, yeah.
So what was your main goal when you got together as a group and decided that this was the action that you were going to take? What message did you want to send to the immigration officials in Canada?
Yeah, we tried from the beginning to say that Iran is an unsafe place. Refugees sent back to Iran, and they have to have the right to stay here in Canada. And from the beginning, we said this is a really ugly face of immigration policies. On one side, the Canadian government is trying to condemn Iran in United Nations for violating human rights, and on the other side, you can see that the same government, the part of it, the immigration is trying to send refugees back, which they have been doing it, and they have huge numbers of Iranian who has been deported back to Iran. So we try to send this message that has to be stopped. The refugees have the right to stay in Canada, and this is not the only for refugees, Iranian refugees, also the other refugees have the right, they should have the right to stay and appeal their cases and go to the court. They have to listen to them and give them another chance to stay.
I wondered if you could also just outline for us what particularly about Iran's political situation makes it unsafe for some refugees, especially political ones like Ali Reza.
Mm-hmm. The Ali Reza's case it's been out, and many people are talking about it. It's an interesting case. It's just a basic human rights. He had a relationship with a woman in Iran, and he didn't know at the time that the woman was married, and then he was slashed, and then he had another 80 slashes. That's the time, and also he had some prison time. And this is the time that he decides to flee Iran and go to abroad, and he comes to Canada. So his case is it's just a basic human rights. He wanted to have a relationship with another woman, and the Islamic laws and Islamic government, it's opposing that. And they arrest him, and he had several slashes. All the documents shows that he's been through so many difficulties and so many things during his detention in Iran. So basically, Iran is well known for violating human rights. It's well known for, but the women's are second class citizens in Iran. The execution of young people, execution of people is going on every day is a kind of like automatic machine that goes and takes the life of the people. So that's a country that we all know, and the IFIR, International Federation of Iranian Refugees, is condemning Iran, and also we are opposing Islamic regime, and we are not letting any government to send refugees back to Iran.
Aside from the case of Alireza, are there other cases that you've been working on in Vancouver or that you know of in Canada that sort of highlight a pattern that's emerging regarding the way Iranian refugees in particular are being treated by Immigration Canada?
Yes, there was another case, and I hope that your listeners somehow they heard about it, and that's Hala Sahba. She was returned to Iran by immigration, and on November, I believe, sometimes in November, I can't recall the exact date. She was a political activist, and she was deported. By the time she got to Iranian airport in Tehran, she was arrested, and she went to the jail, and now she's waiting for a trial. Thing is, like, we don't know about the refugees when they sent back to Iran, because there is no way you can find out. That sometimes you can't even try to contact them because of the so much integration into so much things that is going on with the Iranian police. So for Hala Sahba, for example, was the whole news came to Canadian media, and that was a case for Immigration Canada when they asked the Minister of Immigration that she said that she didn't know that Hala Sahba had such a case. But anyway, they deported her back to Iran. So it is kind of like there are different cases. We since Alireza was released from the custody, we have seen so many cases of people who have been here for 16 years, cases of people who have been here for 12 years. Their kids have been raised here, and they are Canadian, but they are in the danger of deportation any moment, and that's the whole mission of this campaign to stop deportation to Iran, and call Iran as an unsafe country, and put in the name of Iran in a moratorium list, so they know that when they come to Canada, automatically they can get their status of refugees. Yeah.
As you know, Judy Scrow, the former immigration minister, just resigned last week. Do you see her resignation in that? Do you see an opening for advocates like your group and Known as Illegal to start making some moves on some of the demands that you are making? Do you think that it will be an opening for the kind of work that you are doing?
For sure, I believe that was the beginning for us. When Alireza was released, I said this is the beginning. So no matter who is going to be the minister of the immigration, this is the beginning for us, and we have to continue this struggle. So it is, I'm sure it's going to be the same thing. The Immigration Canada should change the whole policy of so-called safe and unsafe countries. That policy has to be reviewed again. So I don't think that the new Minister of Immigration is going to do some major changes. We all are optimistic. I hope that there is going to be something, but the former minister, she made so many mistakes. We all know about it. And the whole Immigration Canada made huge mistakes. For example, I can tell you about the Alireza's case even. Like the judge in the court was telling Immigration Canada that they didn't have the right to keep him in a custody because someone thought that he can go back to Iran or he can't come to the immigration on Tuesday. That's not enough. You can't just take people and put them in a jail because you think. You have to have the fact for that. So there has to be so many changes. We are, as I said, we are all optimistic about that. But I think the public pressure, the mistakes that the whole Immigration Canada has been done so far. It's so huge that even changing a minister, I don't think is going to do something. But let's see what's going to happen. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Last question I just wanted to ask you. Obviously, your work continues, the work of your group continues. Could you outline for us some of the plans that you have upcoming in the next few days and months with regard to this case, but in other cases as well?
Yeah. For now, we have meetings every week to look at the every refugee's cases. And since Alireza has been released, there are so many calls. Refugees have more hope now, and they come forward and they say what situation they have. And Alireza's case, as you know, he's waiting for another trial. I believe I was reading in a newspaper that it takes at least 6 months to find out what Immigration Canada wants to do. But I'm very optimistic that he's going to stay because the public pressure and also the support that he had, it was huge. It was enormous. And we all know that, with this kind of pressure and with this kind of support, we can stop the deportation of refugees.